Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ. I'm Simon James with the local news for Port Townsend on this Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. I hope everyone's enjoying the sunshine out there. The region should expect a warming trend through this weekend and early next week. The National Weather Service even issued a special weather statement to this effect, one that I think some Washingtonians might find a tad amusing. It reads, "After an unusually cool and wet spring, a rapid warm-up is expected late this week, with temperatures peaking Saturday through Monday across western Washington, reaching the mid-80s in most lowland areas and peaking near 90 by Sunday. This level of heat increase poses a moderate risk of heat-related illness to heat-sensitive people and pets. Given the recent cool weather, there has been little opportunity to acclimate to warm temperatures, and as such, there is concern that this rapid warm-up could catch some off guard." Port Townsend and the Olympic Peninsula region are not part of the lowland areas expected to get into the 80s this weekend. Our predicted high should actually be around 72 on Sunday. Seeing that temperature juxtaposed with the severe heat warning and cautions from the National Weather Service seems to sum up our local weather for June. If you do have plans to travel to other parts of the state, be aware it's getting hot out there. And please remember that the rivers, lakes, and other waterways are still pretty frigid. Be careful if you're planning any boating or swimming activities for the warm weekend. This week, children as young as 6 months became eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Jefferson Healthcare ordered baby pediatric Pfizer vaccines through the Washington State Department of Health. At this time, however, shipments to DOH are delayed, resulting in delayed deliveries to vaccine providers, including Jefferson Healthcare. Once vaccines are received, Sheridan Primary Care Clinic will schedule nurse visits to administer the vaccine to children as young as 6 months. Community members are encouraged to watch jeffersonhealthcare.org, social media, and local news for updates. Children are required to be accompanied by their legal guardian or have the original patient acknowledgement form signed by a legal guardian. No photographs, copies, or over-the-phone verbal consent can be accepted. So, if interested, please download and complete the necessary forms at jeffersonhealthcare.org/COVID-19 vaccine. Jefferson County Public Health reported 46 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the total case count since the beginning of the pandemic to 4,613. There are currently 209 cases in active isolation, and the case rate is 979 per 100,000. A crabbing workshop that was meant to be held today by the Jefferson County Marine Resources Committee has been canceled. Anyone registered for or planning to attend the Crabbing 101 workshop in Hadlock at 6 p.m. today is being asked to follow up with the Marine Resource Center if you have questions and to consider attending a June 30th Zoom workshop on the subject. Information on this can be found at the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife website. And just a note, the community calendar that follows this broadcast on KPTZ was recorded before the cancellation of this event had been announced. One community event anyone interested in local housing policies will want to put on their calendar is Under the Tent, Housing Conversations with Our Community, happening Thursday, June 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the corner of 22nd Street and San Juan Avenue. The public is invited to participate in a community conversation and networking opportunity for local housing challenges and solutions. The event will be hosted by Community Build and will include brief presentations by 13 organizational co-sponsors actively engaged with housing solutions in Jefferson County, followed by networking with representatives from these organizations. Light refreshments and beverages will be provided. Members of the public are encouraged to bring their own chairs to this outdoor event. Community Build is a community-started and community-run organization that mobilizes volunteer resources to build projects that will benefit those who are underserved in the community. The organization is also having its annual tool sale to benefit community housing projects the same day, June 30th, from noon to 3 p.m. at the same location. You can find more at their website, communitybuild.org. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon James. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.